There's a Gemara in the Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chav Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Lo Mishkachas Surba Mirabana De Moiri, you will not find a Tzum Rabbanan that Paskins Shailas. Elo da Osi Meshevet Levi Ovi Meshevi Yisach. Unless he comes from either Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisach. So if you find a rabbi who Paskins Shailas, you know you can narrow down his Yichas to one of two Shvatim. Either he's a Levi or he's from Yisach. Levi, Dechsev Yoyru Meshpatach Yaakov, Yisr Oskali Yisrael. Yisach, Dechsev, Umi Bnei Yisachar, Yoydei Bino Lo Itim, Lo Das, Mayasa. But the point is that there's a makar to Levi, there's a makar to Yisach. Faith to Gemara, maybe Yehuda. Maybe Yehuda. The Chsev, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Yehuda Mechaikiki. What's a Mechaikik? A Gesetzgeber, right? He's a Mechaikik. You see, he lays down the law of the land. So he sees a Pasuk. So the Gemara says it's true. Yehuda Mechaikiki, Abasuke Shmaita Libid Hilchsakamina. Yehuda doesn't always get it right. Levi and Yisachar, they get it right. But Yehuda wasn't Zoicha, Tasuke Shmaita Libid Hilchsa. Tosfos asks a bomb kasha. Rava said that you only are going to find a Pasuk from Levi or Yisachar. Fake, the Gemara, what about Yehuda? So how do you know Yehuda is a Pasuk? Because it says Yehuda Mechaikiki. Where does it say it? Tehillim? Perik Samach, Pasik Tes. Freak Toysviz. You tell him? Perik Samach, Pasik Tes, a Pasik in the Torah. It's in Parashas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu told Yehuda, Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehuda, U Mechaikik Mi Bein Raglov. It's the same word, Mechaikik. So if you're going to ask Akasha, that Yehuda, being that we find that he's a Mechaikik, that's a Raya, that he's a Moira, that he's a Baal Halacha, why are you flying and varfing Tehillim Perek Samach? It's a Pasuk in the Torah, it's in the Birchas Yaakov. Everybody knows this Pasuk. Lo Yosin Shevim Yehuda, U'mechaykek, Mibayin Raglav. So Tosva says, V'yei Shloimah, Da'hi Bebracha Hudachsev. That Pasuk was a Bracha. Who said the Bracha of Yaakov Avinu was in Skayim? Nechatesi. You don't know it from there. Avamei haikra maisi shekachoyo shebe Yehuda yesh mechaikikim. The reason we brought Yehuda mechaikik is because in Yehuda mechaikik you see that it happened. From the Pasuk of Barash Vayichi you only see the bracha. But who said the bracha was in the sky? You think Yaakov Avinu's bracha? I hear it, but nechatesi. Here it's mefurish. Yehuda mechaikik, there's no question. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden, again, in his Agoyis Yaivitz, on this Tosfos, Yuma Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, says a beautiful teretz based on a Tosfos in our sugya right here, Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said that there was a Reish Galusa in Bava, and there were Nesim in Eretz Yisrael, but the authority of the Reish Galusa was greater than the authority of the Nesim. So much so that if somebody got Rishus to Paskin from the Reish Galusa and he went there to Eretz and he made a mistake, he's potter. But if somebody got Rishus from the Nesius to Paskin and he went to Bava and he made a mistake, he's going to be responsible to pay. And the reason is because when the Torah describes the Reish Galusa, it describes it as Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehuda. Shevet is a shtekin. But when we describe the Nesius, it's Umechaikik Mibayin Raglav. Umechaikik is somebody that teaches Torah. Shevet is more than Melamed, and it's for that reason their authority is of greater authority. And it chaps an afkimina here in Sanhedrin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, the Hocha Shevet, the Hosa Mechaikik, quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a different reason. He says, you want to know why the Reish Galusa had more authority than did the Nesiim, it's because the Reish Galusa were all descendants of David HaMelech, descendants of Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu. But they were descendants Mitzad Av. They were Benachar, Benachar, Benachar Bet. They came from the Scharim. As opposed to the Nesiim, who were also descendants of David HaMelech, who, of course, traces himself back to Yehuda, but they came in Hanekevos. And Yichus Min Av is better than Yichus Min Oem, Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas and Ena Kriya Mishpacha. And being that they had better Yichus, so it's for that reason, their authority is considered a greater authority. The truth is, Be'ezer Hashem, it's on the to-do list. We're going to do a proper raid bite on the Reish Galusa, because really, can't even understand Talmud Bavli without properly understanding the Reish Galusa. So this is something that we could have done tonight, but Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to punt for now, but we're going to get back to this. This is something that's very wichtig. It's something we want to get to. But the most basic fundamental principle of understanding the Reish Galusa is that they came from Davidic dynasty, right? They came from David HaMelech, and the Persian government felt that they were miyuchasim. They were b'nei melachim, and it's for that reason they gave them the authority that they gave them. Meaning, at the end of the day, the Jews were under Persian rule. So the Reish Galusa telling people what you could do, you can't do, Misam Chalish. The terrorist is the Persian government. And the Persian government respected them because they had Yichas briefs that trace back to David HaMelech. Wow, these are descendants from King David, from David HaMelech. We have to give them hats off. We give them a tremendous amount of respect. That was the basic point that even gave them the authority to do what they were able to do. But it says, Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi, that the reason the Reish Galusa is more than the Nesiim is because the Reish Galusa comes min Ascharim as opposed to Nesiim comes from the Nesiim. So Dr. Yaakov Emden, Lafid, this Yerushalmi that Tosfos himself quotes, Sanhedrin, Hamad Aleph, it's Miyushiv, Tosfos Kasha here in Sukkah Chavavam, in Yuma Chavavam, and Aleph, half of a fellow. What was Tosfos Kasha? That the Gemara said, Omar Rava, Lemishkachas Surba, Merabon, the Mari, Eldas Meshevi Levi, and Meshevi Yisachar. Frey the Gemara, what about Yehuda? How do you know Yehuda? Because it says Yehuda Mechaikiki, Frey Tosfos. Why are you coming to Yehuda Mechaikiki? Why don't you say, because it says, Umechaikik mi bein raglov. Wasn't that the bracha of Yaakov? The Torah says, yeah, it was the bracha of Yaakov. Oh, but the bracha of Yaakov was that Yehuda would have descendants from his daughters that would be Mechaikikim. They would come min hanekevos, which means that all these Mechaikikim that Yaakov Avinu was talking about, these Mechaikikim are mitzad hanekevos. So what shevet are they from? Min hanekevos, they're from Yehuda. But what about min hazachar? Probably, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, either from Levi, other from Yisach. And that's why the Gemara couldn't ask from Layasa Shevet Yehuda, who mechaikik mi bein ragel. But from the pasuk of Yehuda mechaikiki, there the Gemara understands that these are people that are from Shevet Yehuda, that's their Shevet. Layasa Shevet mi Yehuda, mechaikik mi bein ragel, the Yerushalmi was megalotas, means mitzad anekevos, but not mitzad ascharim. So what's their Shevet mitzad ascharim? Probably other Levi, other Yisach. So what's the kasha? It stems with what Rava said. Oh, but Yehuda mechaikiki, there it was smashma to the maksha in the Gemara that they're really from Shevet Yehuda. Oh, it's a whole different Indian. So if that's the case, right, the Gemara ve'em Yehuda, and the Gemara says that they weren't zaycha. Lo'ukim ishmaita alibe de helchecha. That is Rabbi Yaakov Emden Ta'ara on this Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that with Fizeh, you could understand something that always bothered him. And that is that the Gemara says that we don't paskin like Shevet Yehuda, as if they weren't zaycha, that the halacha should be kamoisam. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel is, Hillel comes from Shevet Yehuda, ostensibly, right? He comes from David HaMelech, Hillel. Now, his kasha is Beis Hillel. I'm not sure what Beis Hillel has to do with Hillel, but I guess Beis Hillel followed the teachings of Hillel. But the point is that what about Beis Hillel? What about Rebbe? Halacha ki Rebbe mechaveira. Says, what about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe's father? Kamachim Shoshana, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, b'mishnaseinu halacha kemoisai. They're from Shevet Yehuda, right? They're all from David HaMelech. The Nesim were from David HaMelech. I thought that Loch is not like Shevet Yehuda. They weren't zoichet to this. The Teretz is, they're from Shevet Yehuda, min hanekevos, min hascharim, oy mei Levi, oy mei Yisachar. And that's why you find that the Loch could be like Beis Hillel, the Loch could be like Rebbe, and the Loch could be like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So just to end with one beautiful Maramach, we mentioned this years ago, about the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and that is the Shoilu Meshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, in his Akdama to his very first volume of Shoilu Meshiv. So I don't know how many volumes of Shoilu Meshiv there are, but there's a lot. And this is in the introduction, it's the Akdama to the very, very first volume. So Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, he writes a little bit of a hisnatzlus. He says, who am I to write a sefer, and I'm going to paskin shailas. And he starts off saying that, you know, the Gemara says in Yuma Chavavam and Aleph, Amar Rav le'mishkach tzum rabbanan demayri, elod asim mishevi levi, oy mishevi yisachar. He says, what's the pshat? Even Yehuda, there was like a havamina, Yehuda mechaykiki. Yeah, Yehuda, he lays down the law of the land, but he gets it wrong sometimes, right? But who gets it right? It's Levi and Yisachar. So what's the pshat? So he says, I think the pshat is probably because Levi and Yisachar were completely immersed in learning. Levi, we know the Rambam and then the Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. Hashem unach alasai, right? They're not Eirich Mulchama. They don't work. That's why they have no land in Eretz Yisrael, because they can't be Zayrei b'shas Ri and Chayrus b'shas Chrisha and Kaisa b'shas Ksira. They have no time for this, right? Shevet Levi is Hashem hu nach alasai. Then it's Kaddish Kaddish Kadoshim. That's the Madrega of Levi. So Levi's all in, right? Levi is all in. Yisachar also. Yisachar doesn't go to work in the morning. Yisachar has Zvulin. He has a Shutif. And that's his shutfus, that's his arrangement. Yehuda's a big masmid. Yehuda sits and learns. Yehuda's not shy. He's kedeya eaten. But Yehuda's a kenig. He's involved with tichsusei mechama. He's involved with other things. And because he's involved in other things, he wasn't zaycha. So said Rabbi Yosef Shaul in the Hakdama, I think that's Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Pashup Shana in the Gemara is Levi's all in. Per the Rambam and Sof Shmita V'Yovel, and Yisach, everyone knows is all in. And it's for that reason. Because they are 100% orangutan, they were zoicha, that their halachas are right. Meaning, you can contribute to Torah, but if you want to be zoicha, that you should get it 100% right, this is shades of Ilfa and that whole Indian. But to get it 100% right, you have to be Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'mayis ha-b'chal makan. You have to be legamre orangutan of learning. But then he said, at the end of the day, he said, I made an observation. And the observation that I made was, is that you find that Rav Mevare HaShulchan Aruch came from Shevet Levi, which is one of the two Shvatim that Rava said you're going to find in Meir Eira. I'll read to you a few of the lines inside. Rav Mevare HaShulchan Aruch hayu hakoyhanim alavim, bali hasma v'hashach hayu koyhanim, v'hataz v'amogen avram v'hashla hayu levim, u'bizmanenu elu hanoyde b'yehuda v'afla. So he says like this, even though I think that the real reason that Levi and Yisachar is because they're legamri orangutan and they have, but at the end of the day, there's some siyata d'shma. You see it. You just look around. It's a coincidence that the shach and the sma and the taz and the magen avram and the shlo and the rebbe yehuda and the afon and the ktsois, they're all kayhanim, all levim. Obviously, it's this gemara and yuma chavavam and aleph. That means if you're a levi, you have a bezunderes siyata d'shmaya. And if being a levi means that you have a bezunderes siyata d'shmaya, so he says, no, I'm a levi. So he says, if I'm a Levi, this is what I'm going to be soimich on. And it's for that reason I'm going forward and I'm going to write thousands of truvas, by the way. But either way, he said, this is what is I'm being soimich on. It's rather interesting. At the end, he says, V'alkein choshavti ulai eske shegam sif soisa yu doivavois b'chayai. And then when I die, nachama. This is a makar. We've spoken about this before. This is a makar. It's the under makar. That there's an Indian of sifsoisav doivavais even while the person's alive. But the bottom line is, this is what the Sholem Eishev writes in his Akdom. So yeah, we mentioned this many years ago, if it sounds familiar. I think we mentioned it. Yuma chavavam and aleph. On this gemara right here, this is when we spoke at this rate. A be'im based medrash b'loi chiddush. Since then, I was zoicha to become familiar with the svarim of Agoyin, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. And on Shabbos, I took a look in his Menucha Shalom. This is a Chelik Dalet Simen Aleph. He has a whole Arichos on this Inyan. Simen Aleph is called Be'inyan Le'matzinu Meirah Hayra Elam Yishevet Levi V'Yisachar. And he brings the Shalom Eichev and the Hakdama, this classic Maramakim. And then he brings another Maramakim, which we rather also spoke at in Yuma Chavava Men Aleph. This is not yet the In Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush part. So he brings from a Sefer called Shailos Rechuvah Shem Yishimin. The Mechaber of the Sefer was Rab Shimon Palak. That was his name, Rav Shimon Palak. And he writes like this. He writes that if you ever find a situation where you're not sure who the halach is like, machlokes ha-poiskim, and you know what to do. He says, if one of the poiskim is a kohen or a levi, follow him. Because we have guidance from Rava. Rava told us in Yuma Chavava Min Aleph that the halacha follows the Levium and the Yisachars. Now, we don't know who's from Yisachar today, but a Levi we know. And it's for that reason, if you know someone's a Kayin or someone's a Levi, he says, that's who you're supposed to follow. He says as follows, Kigoyin, beplukta bein haturei zov v'mogen avram. So if you have a machloikis between the Taz and the Mogen Avram, so he says, who are you supposed to paskin like? You're supposed to paskin like the Taz, based on the fact that the Taz was a Levi. Or if you have a machloikis ktsois and a sivis, you paskin like the ktsois, because the ktsois was a kohen. At the time we said, try saying this in yeshiva, that I hold the ktsois is right, because the ktsois was a kohen. It's not going to go over well. But this is what he said in halacha. In Shaios Shuvas Shem Yishimin, if you want to look it up, Chelik Aleph, Hoshem Mishpat, and the end of Simin Vav. But I'll call upon him, said Rav Shimon Palak, this Indian to me, I take to such a level, that this is what I hold. So Yaakov Chaim Sofer says like this, he says, Vine milvad sha'advarim ma'ut chadoshim. He says, everything that he's saying is such a big chiddush. U'kamosha huzal hirgish. He was married Magrish himself, but he said, there's one thing I have to just be aimed on. Oyd ba, the Eini Maven Dvarav. He said that we paskin like the Taz over the Magen Avram, and the reason is because the Taz is a Levi, as opposed to the Magen Avram. He says, I don't understand. He says, everybody knows that the Magen Avram was also a Levi. It's Mefursim, he says. Ulefichach, Maika Amar, what does he mean? Yesh lahachriya kemat keturei zov negen Magen Avram, kivin shoy a Levi, v'hu tema rabo. He forgot the Magen Avram was a Levi. Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin in his Akdama listed the Magen Avram as one of the Levim. He said, but everybody knows he was a Levi. So Mefursim. So I don't even understand how he could have made that mistake. He said, besides, he said that Shemi Shimon said that if it's Machloik is Taz and Magen Avram, you always go with the Taz. Good. Levi. But that's a lane that you always go with the Taz. So he starts Varfi Mar Makoimus. He says, Ubesefer Kerem Shloimo. Yeridea Soiv Simon Reish Membez Oistav Zain. Hevi Mishem Shal Sachuvas Oilash Shmuel Simon Yud Zain. Quote. Kvar Kiblu Lodun Alpia Magen Avram. From by Rechaim, Val Pia Shach by Yeredeya, Val Pia Beis Shmuel veEbena Esner, Val Pia Sma b'Choshem Mishpat, uBechol Zeh Ein LeMedim and Aklolus Rak Shekach Nog Alma. He seems to say that the Minhag Yisrael was to always follow the Magen Avram when it comes to Rechaim. And then he brings from the Avni Nezer in Eirechayim Soif Simen Tov Mem Zayin Oisches Al Hayrois Hamogen Avram Anachnu Soimchim Bechol Chelag Eirechayim. That's a quote from the Avni Nezer. We always follow the Avni Nezer. He brings a quote from the Rizina Rebbe, the Balat Cheles, who said Sugi Da Alma Kavosi Da Magen Avram Beroiv Dine Eirechayim. In Roiv Dine Eirechayim, the way we fear Rois is always like the Magen Avram. And then he goes Vait. He says Umatzosi Lagoyin Hamuvik Bahira Rav Moshe Zakan Mazuz. So he was the Av Bezin of Jurba. The Jurba is in Tunisia. He was the Av Bezin of Jurba, stammer from the illustrious Mazuz family. So in one of his svarim, he writes, Shamati Shekosav Achida, Niskabel Halacha Mashekosav Amogen Avramza. So this is what I heard. So he writes, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soif, he says two aras. Number one, I never found this Chida. Not a lot of people could say that, but he said, I never found this Chida. But he says, also, he was writing it for the Yidden in Tunisia. These were Sfaradim. So he says, V'loi shamatim me'olam, she'anachnu b'nei Sfarad, ki balnu ayrois, Rabbeinu Amogen Avram. For the Ashkenazim, I could hear it, but I never heard that in the Sfaradim, we're mechuyev to be mekabel Amogen Avram. And then he says, I want to tell you one other ma'isa. He says, 25 years ago, I heard from a Yid, Rav Grossberg, Zichrono Livracha, who heard from his father, who heard, Mi pe kotshoy shalasorif mi bris goyin Yisrael ukedoshoy the maril diskin. Sha'ama Bahai Lishna quote ki mad in shovosh tevois b'magen Avram beloy chiddush din. You can't go 3 words in Gantz Magen Avram without a chiddush din. So he says, if you look around and you see the way the poiskim and the gedolim talked about the Magen Avram, say it sounds to me like if there's a machloikis between the Taz and the Magen Avram, you know we're going to be machriya like. We're going to be machir like the Magen Avram. We're not going to be machir like the Taz. But either way, this is this inyan that the Shoyl HaMeshev brings in his Akdama, which is that when it comes to Hayra, we paskin, you find the Roiv Mevarei HaShulchan Aruch were other Kayhanim, other Levriim. And he has his long list, the Shach, and the Sma, and the Taz, and the Magen Avram, and the Shla, and the Noida Behuda, and the Hafla, and the Ktois HaChoshin, as if to say there's some Hergish, that the reason they were Zoicha, why were they zoicha to be the Meirei Hara? They were zoicha to be the Meirei Hara because of the fact they were Kayhanim, they were Levim, and there's an inyan of Yoram Mishpatach HaLiyakov and Seiros HaLiyisrael, and that's the snatzos of the Shoyl HaMeshev. He says, that's why I'm comfortable doing what I'm about to do, because at the end of the day, L'maisa the Yichas I have. I definitely come from Shnevet Levi. But the truth is, there's another inyan, and if you know a little bit of the bios, the history of some of the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, you see the world that they lived in and the conditions that they lived under. We've mentioned this so many times in the past. The Magen Avram, who lived in a cave, Kipshut, he didn't own a house. He lived in a cave and he used to write his Chedushim on the wall of the cave. The Ktzoy Sachoshin, who wrote his Pirish into the Lalach, the Shach, we spoke about this in Holoshav, who wrote his Pirish during Zeres Tachvetat, he wrote Kinnis on Tachvetat. And you see the conditions that they lived under. The Torah Shalamaditi Ba'af of these Yechidei Skula, these Sadikim, Sha'al Pi'an Anu Chayim, is something that's legendary. It's just so interesting because when we were in Holoshav at the time, we mentioned that you can learn Shach, right? Would you ever know that the author of the Shach lived under the conditions that he lived in? You read the story of the Shach, you read his kinnis, it's mind-boggling. It's just not to be believed. And you wouldn't see it. The Magen Avram, would you chap that the Magen Avram is an Oni Ve'evian? And he's walking from town to town without shoes to find a sefer because he has to incorporate it inside? You would never know this. He doesn't own a piece of paper. you would never see it, right? There's no remez to it. But I'll tell you something interesting. I misspoke. Because there's a shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Gimel. Simen Gimel. You know what the sugya is? Our sugya. It's the sugya of Sanhedrin, that Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hevav. It's the sugya that we're learning right now. Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha, where there's a long shach, where the shach discusses whether we paskin, like Rav and Rav Avo, that Dinei Mamonos B'Deiraisa, Dois V'Avois is B'Shloisha, or we paskin B'Deiraisa, like Rav Acha B'Rei D'Ravika, that it's really one. And he brings the Shittas HaRambam, and he writes a Pilpul Nifla, where he's going through the Rishonim. I'm telling you, if we sat down now together as a Chabura, this would take hours to learn. This one shach. And then in the middle, the Shach writes like this: "B'shoshek kosafti divrei anal." When I was writing all this, lo'yhoyu lefani, I say for Kesef Mishnah. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and this story, he said, "I didn't have the Kesef Mishnah kizel lomadeti because I was learning this sugya bebarchim and melchamos harekim yemachshema. I had nothing on me. I was running away. This was during the pogroms of Tach V'Tat, and I was on the go. And I wrote this as I was running away. Va'ato iyanti b'sefer Kesef Mishnah. I looked in the Kesef Mishnah." And now I see he asked the kasha that I have, and I have what to be moistened. But either way, here's a place where the Shach mentions it. He says, I was writing this as I was running away. This brings back memories of the raid bite of Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg and the Satmarov on the Kasna train, harving in the sugya Masechtes Erevin. But either way, he's learning this sugya that we're learning right now. Bevarchi, as I was running away from the Reikim Yemach Shemam V'Zichron, Shach wrote his pirush with such mesiris nefesh, as did the Magen Avraham, as did all the noise that came on Shulchan Aruch. Maybe that has also something to do with the fact that they were so neskabel. But either way, we'll stop here.